Now, do you have a favourite piece of public art where you live? Or do you find a lot of it uninvolving? Or worse still, ugly? In Cardiff, there's a new 58-page register of the city's public art and an online map of where to find it. But is it worth your effort? Our reporter Carson Wishart has been to look at the bronze family statues in Queen Street in the city centre. He asked shoppers what they make of the capital's artwork. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Peter Cox, who's chair of the Cardiff Civic Society, which is holding a series of events to discuss public art in Wales, and Veer Stark, who runs the consultancy Urban Condition, and used to be the director of the now-defunct public art body in Wales, Savile. So, Peter Cox, there you go. Some satisfied customers there in the middle of Cardiff.
Well, it's an interesting response because, you know, if art is accessible, I mean, if it looks like something that you can associate with, then people don't much mind it. But sadly, they also mostly ignore it. And if it doesn't look like something they understand, then they become personally affronted by it.
So yeah, so VR, people don't like being challenged in their public space. Is that fair enough?
I disagree with that.
Yeah,
people do like being challenged, and I think it's being challenged in the wrong way. And actually, I much prefer a strong rejection of something than a kind of a disinterest, because the strong rejection at least means that people are engaging, they're thinking about it, and you have an opinion about it. Quite often, a strong rejection turns into a great acceptance later on, when you try to remove the work. There can be as much uproar about a removal of a work than there is about the installation of
a work. Well, you think, Peter, you maybe grow to love something if it's there long enough?
Well, there's the brilliant example of sculptures of a rather famous naked man, Anthony Gormley, in Liverpool, where there are 100 of him planted on the beaches.
On the Wirral somewhere, wasn't it?
Yes, on Crosby Beach.
Crosby, yes. Sorry, yeah.
Yes, and he's naked, and this is often something which is relevant to public acceptance or not.
Yeah.
And they were hugely objected to when they were put there. And when the council said, well, we only arranged to borrow them because they're actually a huge travelling exhibition, in effect, and they were going to be taken away, there was an uproar, and there was a Save Our Statues campaign.
Exactly.
And I'm delighted for the people of Liverpool they are going to remain there until they rot away.
What this often demonstrates, I think, is that you know, just a confrontation with an artwork in the public realm can conjure up all sorts of reactions. But what is not recognised is the time that it takes to actually put that work there, and the process that underlies that. The engagement by the artist with communities, with professionals, with people that are involved in it. And it's that often is much more valuable and get generates an appreciation of the work. So over time, when people are given that time, their opinions change.
Yeah,
and when they're involved with it and understand the process.
What you presumably want, Peter, is for people to take pride in this, you know.
Yes, and we have lots of policies, you know, those things with capital P's.
We have written policies.
You will appreciate art.
We have policies that say that art encourages investment, it enriches the profile of the city, it develops civic pride and all of these wonderful things. But actually, if it's not good art, then at the end of the day, it doesn't do any of that.
No. Now, VR, you know the situation right around Wales quite well. I mean, is there anything that you think it does work, you know, that is particularly good, say, outside Cardiff?
In public art?
Yeah.
Well, there are plenty of things that work very well, and there are some that work less. But I think, you know, the thing is, we need to also be brave enough to say, well, okay, we made an effort, it's not working. Or time has changed, the environment has changed, and remove it, decommission.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, it shouldn't be expected to be there forever. But the effort, the process of making it is much more important.
Let me ask you for two good examples, things you really like.
Things I really like. I think it's difficult because I've been involved in so many.
Go on.
I always come back to the Seafarers Memorial, not because of
down
the
in the bay
itself,
in Cardiff.
In the bay, because I took these seafarers on a journey from wanting a cenotaph with names on it to a very sculptural form that, by happen chance, ended up outside our Houses of Parliament for Wales, and is now one of the most photographed artworks.
Yeah, I think it's much liked.
It demonstrates the process as well as good art.
Because they understand the relationship with the sea that Cardiff has had, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What
but about
there,
you,
there many
Peter?
Others.
Well, when I asked people to tweet me their favourites, that was one of the ones that popped up, and I used it in my talk last week. And I think it's a real challenge to have public art that is good art, that's a memorial, that's significant to the place, and is suitable to the place. And I have to echo Wiart's words that we have to be able to say that piece should no longer be there.
If it's made of bronze, don't worry, it'll go.